And I'm going to tell you a story now to cement this. One day, a bunny rabbit was hopping through the woods. He kind of sounded like this. In fact, he sounds like a neurology resident. Okay. I was originally trained as a neurology resident. Sounds like a neurology resident. He runs into this gigantic bear. The bear says, "Hello, bunny rabbit." Sounds like a thoracic surgeon, doesn't he? Yeah, okay. The rabbit says, "Yeah, hello." And the bear says to him, "Bunny rabbit, does stool stick to your fur?" Rabbit thinks for a minute and says, "Eh, I think so." So the bear grabs the rabbit, looks at him, wipes his ass with him, and throws him. Now, there's a moral to this story. Nobody asks a casual question. Everybody wants to do something with the results of that question. There is no such thing as a casual question in medicine. They are probing the walls here. Here's my standard answer. Whenever they say, "Well, shouldn't they have diagnosed the appendicitis last night at the university hospital?" My standard comment is, all disease changes with time. We're just fortunate that you have more symptoms now so that I can diagnose it. I'm sure they wanted the same thing for you that I do, and that's for you to get better. Let's move on. It is not up to you to fan the flames of insurrection here in the patient. There are more lawsuits started by the casual comment of people who don't understand the impact of their words. You never do that. By the way, this is like criticizing the nurse in front of the patient. Never, ever. Criticizing the resident in front of the patient. Never, ever. Good news in public, criticism in private. Always. You know, there's no reason for you to participate in that. Finally, the big close. What do I mean by the big close? This is when you educate and enlist. Know what you're doing in each stage of the process. This is like closing a musical. If I was to say to you, "What's the fourth song in Oklahoma?" what would you say? No idea, right? Surrey with the Fringe on top, but you know what? Who cares? But if I said to you, "What's the last song in Oklahoma?" it's what? Oklahoma. You know, I've picked on a child here, okay? All singing, all dancing. Everybody comes out on stage to end Oklahoma. Well, that's what you want to do too. This is the time, and I'll tell you right now, want to prevent lawsuits? Bring the family in at the moment of discharge. Bring the family in. My nurses know I don't even want to be in the room until the players, the actors, the stakeholders are there. Because if I don't do that, it's going to take me more time because I'm going to have to tell them the story again because they're going to say, "Doctor, Mrs. Smith would like to now hear about her husband." I can't deal with that. I want all the stakeholders there to ask their questions at one time. And I want to get them out on the table now so we know what we're doing. This open up for questions, I know you don't like that. There's nobody here who likes the open-ended question. Doctors never give a patient more than what? 12 seconds to speak, and they interrupt it. That's the average. That's how we move through a lot of people. But near the time of discharge, you'll want to know that. And you want to know where they're going. Can they do what you told them? What do I mean by that? You've got to put together a program that works for them and enters them into the healthcare system. We'll touch on this again in just 1 minute. Here are the three big questions right now. If I had a child going into medicine today, if I had 5 minutes to talk to them before they saw their first patient, this is what I would advise as the last three questions. What did I just tell you? I want to hear them say back to me what I just said. Because about half the time they have no idea, do they? They're distracted, they're in pain, they're afraid. You've got to make sure they can tell you what you said in a way that everyone can understand it. Number two, do you need pain medications or a note for work right now? Take care of it online. Because if they have to come back, first of all, do you believe them? No, it's a hot button issue. Whenever a patient comes back and says, "God, I need a lot of pain medicine," your antenna immediately shoot out of your head. Remember? And they move around the room. "Danger, Will Robinson, danger." You're afraid. You don't like it. Number two, you got to look at somebody else's work. Half the time you can't read it to figure out what they said on their chart. Okay, and then you've got to go ahead and write the prescription. By the way, there's a secret problem in this country that nobody knows about. Junky dogs. I've had more dogs eat prescriptions for Vicodin. I've never had a dog eat a prescription for amoxicillin. Which means we've got a lot of dogs who are high and infected in this country. The last question is, are there any other questions, any other things we can look at today, or do you want us to look at? Now, I know you don't want to say that. I know you don't. But the truth is, there, with all the family assembled, there's going to be a question about the care of that person that you haven't anticipated, which they know about. See, when they go home and fall down, and now they're bleeding into their head because of their Coumadin or something like that, you're going to wish you'd asked that question. Who's going to take care of you? I always remember a case when I was staffing at the University of Michigan Hospital years ago. I don't know why God does this. This is his sense of humor. But in Michigan, in the winter, it's cold, right? All of us remember that. Another reason not to move there, I guess. An old lady coming out of church on Sunday morning tripped. Went forward and has, now she's like 82 years old, has bilateral Colles fractures, non-displaced. So we called on the ortho resident. Said, Gonzo? He says, yeah. I said, fracture, Gonzo. He says, yeah. Look at the films. Ah, fracture. I said, yeah. I said, what are we going to do now? He says, plaster. I said, okay, plaster. Good, it's good. So he puts on two casts, splits them, bivalves them, very nice, well done. And then I see him writing her discharge. I said, you know, hold the phone a second, guy. How's this 82-year-old woman going to wipe her ass? How's she going to zip her dress? He looked at me without hesitating 1 minute and said, well, what the hell? I'm not family practice. Well, you see, he was technically right in what he did for the injury, but he had no concept of what he did for the patient. You see, I tell that story because it's a graphic example, but it's not an illogical example of what's happening today. We've become so specialized that we never ask the important questions. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? What I think is a tragedy is, again, to have one of the residents write for a prescription, which usually I have to change, for a tremendously expensive antibiotic, you know, and one that cost $2 would have taken care of the situation. Now some woman's got a script for a $100 antibiotic. Can she get that filled? You realize all the king's horses and all the technology and all your intelligence, if they can't complete this, mean nothing. They mean nothing. That is a tragedy. That is an absolute tragedy.